It's time now to join one of our favorite guests that we usually have on the line this morning, Senator Sherrod Brown. Hi, Senator. How are you today?
Good to be back, and one that's done it for a while, too, including when I lived in Avon. So thank you.
Yes, exactly. We do remember those times.
Yes, yep.
So you were over in Toledo the other day. GM has some good news for the state. It's good to see the auto industry getting back in the swing around here.
Yeah, well, with a new president and a new Senate, we've finally passed in this country an industrial manufacturing industrial policy. And all these years we've been doing this show on EOL, we've seen companies shut down and look for cheap labor. In Alabama or Mississippi, that wasn't cheap enough, so they went to Mexico and then they went to China. And unfortunately, Congress and presidents of both parties, Trump, Obama, Clinton, Bush, aided and abetted those moves by bad tax bills and bad trade laws. And finally, we're putting that behind us with the Inflation Reduction Act. We're bringing supply chains back home where they belong. And we're seeing the most recent example in Northwest Ohio with GM.
It's great to see a lot of that. And also with the Intel chips in the state of Ohio. So there's a whole different technology aspect to the Buckeye State that we got to keep this momentum moving, right?
Yeah, I mean, we are by many measures the number one manufacturing state in the country. So we have skilled workers. I mean, I've been to these plants all over, and you know, the Ford plant in the county you're broadcasting from, both Ford plants, the old one in Lorain, not the new one, but the newer one in Avon Lake. We've seen American workers in Ohio, workers especially, are productive. They're when they're well paid union members, they're especially productive. And you can look at Intel, and their construction, 5,000 building trades workers, union workers. There'll be pipe fitters and sheet metal workers and bricklayers and operators and electricians doing this work. And it will help to create a stronger middle class, not just in Central Ohio, but reaching into Lorain County and Erie County and to the north in Ohio.
Talking to Senator Sherrod Brown this morning, you're making all the big bank CEOs show up at Washington. What's going on with that?
Well, since I became chairman of what used to be called the Banking Committee, because it was all about Wall Street, we look at this very differently. And it's the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs, a special emphasis on housing and on keeping the banks accountable. So for the second straight year, we brought together the seven largest bank CEOs. These are CEOs making as much as $30 million a year, if you can believe that, and make them answer questions and make them accountable. And some of those banks, as a result, over the last 15 months or so, are scaling back or eliminating overdraft fees. We're watching them, and they know we're watching them, and we're going to see a more. The goal is to make sure banks are accountable, that they pay more attention to their consumers and treat them better.
We know you're a big baseball fan. Are you ready for some Guardians playoff baseball?
Yeah, this is really cool. I mean, the three-game series all at home starting next Friday, and Connie and I are going to try to go to either Saturday or Sunday's game, and it's going to be fun to see baseball with a team that, you know, most of these guys we haven't even heard of a year ago. I mean, as much as I follow this team, you know, guys like Steven Kwan and Rosario we had heard of, but was gotten so much better, and that, you know, and it's just fun to watch.
The exciting part is it doesn't matter who comes up to bat. There's always an opportunity. Sometimes you have to wait till it cycles through the lineup at some point. With us, no matter who's up, it seems that they can have the game-winning hit at any time.
Yeah, and it's rarely a home run. It's a, you know, it's a two-out triple or a single with the bases loaded, and the guy on first always going to third. And it's just been aggressive, smart, fun baseball. And the only really, really well-paid player, I mean, in baseball terms, is their third baseman, who's a superstar, and he wanted to stay in Cleveland, and they built the team around, and they didn't sign any kind of gimpy need free agent that's going to hit 30 home runs and strike out 180 times. So it's fun to watch these eager young players, and it gives you some hope for Guardians baseball in the next 5 years, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Senator, we appreciate your time. We know you're a busy day, and thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Thanks, buddy. All right, see ya.
Thanks. Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. Craig, we got him in out of time. We kind of get the check off the box. Otherwise, the guys that come in wherever he goes next would have to wait and stall.
I know. We're pretty courteous radio people, aren't we?
I guess. Really? Is that how you... WEL. We're the courteous radio station.
Right. We're courteous. We're considerate.
I guess so.
How about charming?
Well,
Can we work that in there?
Sometimes those words kind of apply to, you know, isn't Eddie Haskell kind of courteous and charming on occasion, right? I mean, and he was
with Barbara Billings.
Well, but
sure.
Yeah, but it's, you didn't always believe it.
No.
There's a lack of, there's a little hollowness sometimes with that.
Oh, there's no hollowness here. Is there?
I'm sorry, what? Okay, fine, whatever.